أي قرن كل قرن كل صاحب صاحب عمل مع نظيره. Meaning every person that has done a deed, he will be with the individuals that have done similar deeds. فجمع الأبرار مع الأبرار والفجار مع الفجار. So the righteous, upright individuals would be with the righteous, upright individuals. And the sinners would be with the sinners. And the sinners would be with the sinners. And this is extremely important for us to be mindful of. The righteous people on that day will be with the righteous. And the sinners would be with the sinners. So this is important. You see the importance of having good companions? Importance of rectifying yourself and making sure your circle of companions are righteous, because you will be with those who you are similar to Yawm al-Qiyam. You will be with those who you are similar to on Yawm al-Qiyam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Zukhruf, Al-Akhilla yawma'idhin ba'duhum liba'd aduun illa al-muttaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the brothers, the best friends, on that day, they will be enemies to one another, except the righteous. Except the righteous. Now how do we understand that? They're best friends in this life, but they will be enemies on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Because they would be together. So that, let's say, the sinners would be together. They would be together. They don't want to be together, but Allah forces them to be together. Because everyone scatters from one another. So people that you commit sins with, people that you disobey Allah with, people that you disbelieve with, they don't want to be together, they're scattered from one another. But Allah brings them, Allah forces them to be together. So that they can be thrown into the hellfire together. So that they can be thrown in the hellfire together. But notice why the Prophet ﷺ, in different narrations, the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab. Hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. As a Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ said, the person is with he who he loves. The person is with he who he loves. So if you love the righteous, you will be with the righteous. And when you love the righteous, you try to be similar to the righteous. You try to be similar to the righteous. You try to avoid being sinful, disobeying your Lord. Likewise, the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, which is reported in Sahih, which is reported in Sunan Abi Dawood, Al-Mar'u ala dini khalilihi falyanzur ahadukum man yukhallil. The Prophet ﷺ said, a person is on the religion of his companions. So let everyone look at who he befriends. Let everyone look at who he befriends. Because you're on the religion of your companion. Not only are you on the religion of your companion, but you will be with those who you love. Those who you befriend. Those who you are similar to. Do you want to be with the righteous? Be similar to the righteous. Befriend the righteous. Befriend the righteous. And what's ajib is you have some from amongst us. May Allah guide us all. You have some from amongst us that the religious people, and there's no one free of fault. There's no one free of fault. There's no one perfect. But the religious people, they don't like some characteristics in some of the religious people, so they prefer to be with the kuffar. A Muslim, he says, I prefer to be with the kuffar. At least I don't have high expectations for them. So he's not around the Muslims. He's not around the people of istiqamah, or the people of the sunnah, the people of tawheed. He goes, no, I don't like to be around them. I feel they're hypocrites. They have affairs. They say one thing, they do something else. So he prefers to befriend the disbelievers. But the disbelievers do even worse. They do even worse. In terms of their character, in terms of their manners, and greater than all of that, in terms of their belief. They disbelieve in Allah. They believe, they worship Jesus. Or they say that there's no God. So you prefer to befriend those individuals. There's something wrong with your heart, my dear brother and sister. There's something wrong with your heart. And you're using the actions of the Muslims as a justification for you to befriend and be close to the disbelievers. The reality is, it's not the fault of the Muslims that has brought you to be love and to befriend the disbelievers. It's a deficiency in your iman. It's a deficiency in your iman. You would prefer to be amongst the disbelievers in their vain speech, in their despicable, disgusting beliefs and their manners. But with the believers, when the believers display something which is displeasing, you don't want to advise them. You don't want to admonish them. You don't want to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. But you find yourself comfortable with the disbelievers. SubhanAllah. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ. The people would be gathered and joined on Yawm al-Qiyamah. You are with who you love. Shaykh Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, says, أَيْ أَصْنَافُهُمْ وَأَشْكَالُهُمْ فَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَضُمُّ كُلُّ شَكْلٍ إِلَى مِثْلِهِ أَحْلُ الْخَيْرِ إِلَى أَحْلِ الْخَيْرِ وَأَحْلُ الشَّرِّ إِلَى أَحْلِ الشَّرِّ. He said, meaning to those who are similar to them, on the day of judgment, everyone would be with those he is similar to. And it doesn't mean the blacks and the whites and, no, you know, as a hujjah, don't want, there's no hujjah for the likes of Shadeed Muhammad and Muhammad Munir talking about, you know, black lives. No, no, no. People would be similar to others in their actions. He says it here. The people of good with the people of good and the people of evil with the people of evil. And the people of evil. So my dear brother, and my dear sister, especially those who are living in the West, being that this lesson is being broadcast in the West, it's upon you to be with the believers. And to be patient with the believers, and to admonish the believers, and to remind the believers, not to use the faults of the believers as a justification for you to befriend and be close to the disbelievers. And to be close with the disbelievers. And the reality is, we've seen from amongst the Muslims, they try to use it as justification, but in reality, at times you find them going out clubbing, or going to concerts, or going to, you know, doing things, and they just don't want the Muslims to know about it, so they feel comfortable and content doing it with the disbelievers, because the disbelievers aren't going to judge you. That's what is said. That's what's heard from them. The disbelievers aren't going to judge me. And then, oh, okay, why don't you be with the believers? Why don't you come to the masjid? Why don't you around the brothers? Nah, I don't like that. The brothers, you know, they talk about people, and the brothers are judgmental, and they, no. And it may be true. And it may be true to some extent, but advise them. Admonish them. Say, brothers, this isn't right. Brothers, we're Muslims. We shouldn't be backbiting people. We shouldn't be talking about people. Brothers, if we have something to say to someone, go to his face and admonish him. Advise him. Enjoying the good. Let them, you know, this is what we do. We don't use this as justification for staying with the disbelievers and being amongst the disbelievers, because the reality is, many, when a'udhu billah, do it because they want to do actions that are disobedient to Allah, but they don't want anyone seeing it. Meaning anyone from amongst the believers. So they do it comfortably amongst the disbelievers.